verse 11, and men shall dwell in it, and there shall be no more utter destruction, but Jerusalem shall be safely inhabited. Now, this will be the first time in the history of this city that it's going to be a safe place to live. It's not today. Never has been. It's a very tender spot. It's the most sensitive spot on this universe is there. Now, the millennium has come. The Lord Jesus has come. His feet touched the Mount of Olives. These tremendous physical changes have taken place. Now, they can dwell in Jerusalem safely. In other words, peace has come to the earth for the first time. Verse 12, and this shall be the plague with which the Lord will smite all the peoples that have fought against Jerusalem. Their flesh shall consume away while they stand upon their feet. That's a living death that will take place. And when we get the book of Revelation, you'll see that takes place in the great tribulation period. And their eyes shall consume away in their sockets, and their tongue shall consume away in their mouth. It's a terrible thing. Verse 13, it shall come to pass in that day that a great tumult from the Lord shall be among them, and they shall lay hold every one on the hand of his neighbor, and his hand shall rise up against the hand of his neighbor. In other words, the thing that will bring this in, that is, make it possible for the enemy to take the city, is largely due to the fact that there is this tremendous revolution that apparently has taken place in the city. Now, verse 14, and Judah also shall fight at Jerusalem, and the wealth of all the nations round about shall be gathered together, gold and silver and apparel in great abundance. And we are told elsewhere in prophecy that as they brought out of Egypt great wealth, they will when they return to that land. That is, when God returns them. Verse 15, and so shall be the plague of the horse, of the mule, the camel, of the ass, and all the beasts that shall be in these tents as this plague.